Members of the environmental group Greenpeace unfurled a giant banner in a U.S. Senate building today, criticizing Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. The 20-foot by 4-foot banner had Murkowski's picture and spoofed a dating website, matching her with three companies, Exxon, Chevron, and Georgia-based utility Southern Company. Greenpeace says all are major campaign contributors to Murkowski. Greenpeace Research Director Kurt Davies says lobbyists have too much power in Washington.
It's really another attempt to let the people of Alaska and the people of the country know that the senator is working for the oil companies and the coal-fired utilities and not necessarily for the public interest.
Greenpeace is particularly critical of Senator Murkowski's goal of blocking the Environmental Protection Agency from regulating greenhouse gases. Murkowski doesn't want the EPA regulating pollution from stationary sources like power plants, so she plans to introduce a disapproval resolution into the Senate that would take away the EPA's authority. Murkowski spokesman Mike Brumis says Greenpeace is trying to quash debate.
This is another desperate attempt by an outside group to distract from the merits of the debate. Senator Murkowski has legitimate concerns about the economic consequences of EPA regulating greenhouse gases.
The three Greenpeace activists who unfurled the giant banner in the Senate Hart building today were arrested by Capitol Police and charged with a misdemeanor for unlawful conduct. They entered the Senate building and, before going through security, released dozens of helium balloons, which carried their banner to the top of the building's open atrium. It hovered directly across from Senator Murkowski's office until maintenance staff pulled it down.